Food on breakfast. Breakfast. Food. It's breakfast food with Delaney Mears.
Yum, 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 yum. Delaney's here. Yum, yum, yum.
Good morning.
Good morning, Delaney. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thanks.
The wonderful world of nom nom noms. What word. Do you? Really?
Yeah, I really do.
You know, it's in your outro.
Yummy.
We were double nomming. Talking about yesterday, actually. Noms. Double nomming. I was nomming, Sarah was nomming, we're both nomming.
I think mine was more a...
Really, was it? a cooler version then.
No, it's not cooler, it's grosser. It sounds all tacky and saliva-ish.
Ah.
No, that would be
sorry,
like this.
Delaney. Alright, so
food. What's happening? What's happening? I know I've been looking at all sorts of different foods appearing on the side of the street as people bring their trailers down from up north or out to the side. You know, these are the old. It's also a good way of telling what's in season.
Yeah,
it's asparagus. You were saying asparagus the other day.
Sorry, I thought you meant like a street food store, but you mean the fruit and veggies on the side of the road.
Yeah, man,
so good. Asparagus is in its peak.
The gus is in its peak, yep.
So, you know, get that in as many meals as possible. It's also new.
Strawberries starting to come into
strawberries are very much starting. Actually had them last night with some runny cream and my mum's apple crumble. Yeah, damn.
I had
so good.
Walk into the hairdresser when I was getting my hair cut with a bunch of strawberries and just taking them around to everybody on the chairs.
You were?
No, somebody else.
That's nice.
Some charitable Christian.
Yeah. You know,
selling them.
Share fruit with your colleagues.
Selling them. Walking through like a hawker.
Yeah. Coming in with
a hawker.
Half a pallet and going...
Half a pallet of...
Do you mind if I just give this to you?
Herbicide-soaked strawberries. They can't sell anywhere else. Yeah, no.
Cherries. Cherries around Christmas time, you see a lot of that.
Oh, I love cherries. Is there somewhere to buy cherries in bulk on the cheap?
They're quite expensive, aren't
they? As you get closer to Christmas, there's quite a few places that sell them online, so you can buy them. I mean, I don't think it's cheap, though.
Okay.
But you can get Central Otago ones, for example, which are those really fat ones.
Yep.
Honestly, I lost my mind the first time I had like Central Otago cherries at the source at Christmas time. I was like... It's amazing. They're so big and
they grow the stink out of them too because they have the tonnage of how many cherries they pick a week.
Is it
40
really?
Million, trillion, billion tons.
Oof.
You can add them to your Christmas food bank.
Yeah.
I think it's still a bit pricey.
Better than an orange in your stocking, isn't it?
yes, it is.
Some piece of coal and some orange, and an orange or something like that.
It's also time for new season potatoes.
I love the way that you put your hands on your hips. Let's just get straight down to the guts of it. Let's get down to the tubers.
I had those last night too. Mum cooked them.
Baby potatoes.
New baby potatoes, just... You know, boiled, steamed, whatever, like boiled.
You know,
slathered in butter. Slathered, both.
Do you know what? Labour or National supporter, baby potatoes slathered in butter will bring people together.
Couldn't agree more.
It'll shut a politics conversation down in a second. Hot new baby
potatoes. Seriously. So we had that and snapper and asparagus.
Did you catch the snapper yourself?
No.
Now, do you find it pays attention? Do you find it's a good idea to pay attention to the different varietals of potato, depending on what you want to do with them?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
Unsurprisingly, Sarah. Please discuss. Yes, there are different varieties for different things.
I didn't know that.
The main thing is that if you're fluffing it up and you want a crispy outside, then a kind of more floury potato.
Yeah.
But if it's more kind of potato salad, you want it firmer and
new potatoes.
Forget the names of the varieties.
Yeah, like Agria has become a super popular potato. That's a great all-purpose one, but it's beautiful for roasting. It crisps up. We've talked about roast potatoes a lot, I think, on this segment.
Rightfully so, yes.
But those new little pearlers, they are just like absolutely perfect at the moment. New season, they'll carry us through to.
Should you feel bad about
summer.
Eating them because they're baby potatoes?
I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no.
I'm going to say no.
No.
Okay.
That's you nice. Like baby vegetables though, don't you? Baby corn, we've talked about.
Baby corn, like baby beetroot.
Baby beetroot.
I've been enjoying that, you know, the vacuum pack corn that our good friends do down at down in the Gisborne there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the vacuum pack beetroot straight out of the.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, straight so in. Nice.
Hey, that's a nice segue into. Pickling.
Yes.
Beetroot.
Pickling, lovely.
Because you sound so bored with pickling. But beetroot, a couple of things. The things that I do at home are sauerkraut.
You make your own.
I make my own.
This was one of my questions for you because we were texting each other. Like, what are we
so
talk about?
Easy, Sarah. It's you massage your cabbage.
Massage your cabbage.
Been doing that for years.
After you've rinsed it, chop it up. Have it in your colander, you know, and then you add salt, and I add cayenne pepper.
Yes, please.
Like, can I just go back to the massaging the cabbage?
No, then you massage it for 10 minutes. Massage
this is to get
the salt
out,
and the
yeah?
cayenne, and it gets the liquid
out. So that's how you make sauerkraut. Wow,
yes.
I never knew that.
And then you leave it in a bowl for about an hour, and it.
Oh, let's go back. So just so you get a cabbage.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Don't do anything to it. Just
chop it. You chop it.
Chop it before pre-massage?
Yeah, you've got to chop it pre-massage.
Chop it into little pieces.
Quite yeah. fine strips.
Slivers
yeah?
or
shred it,
little
shred
chunks.
Shred it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you could shred it. Yeah. I did one that was sort of almost
could
squares.
Could you use a paper shredder?
Funny. No.
Okay.
But you could use a food processor with a slicing disc.
Okay, sure.
And then you rinse it well with water. And then some recipes say then use a salad spinner if you've got one of those. You know,
of course.
Dusting up your kitchen.
A xylus, an old xylus one.
Yeah. When I was younger, I found out that if you didn't have a salad spinner,
you had wet salad.
Get a clean towel or a very large clean tea
do
towel.
That one.
Yeah. And do Pete Townsend arm swings, but you got to do it outside.
Oh.
And it just gets all the water.
That's how they did it back in Victorian times. Yeah.
That's so good because. I don't have a salad spinner, and I just kind of try and dry it with a tea towel, and the tea towel just gets wet, and it goes all over the bench, and it's a bit of a shambles.
Either way, the tea towel's going to get wet because the water's going to go
true.
Somewhere. But.
If you've got a salad spinner, please use it. If not, please use Sarah's technique of yahooing it around your head.
You can
head.
Either do it above
same
your
way,
head.
Same way you do with a pair of undies or something like that.
You can do full like Pete Townsend guitar swings,
of course.
But you got to do it in jags, otherwise all the blood runs to your fingers.
Right, and you've got to make sure that tea towel is, you know, tight.
Just secure, sport. Otherwise you're getting salad vegetables all over your kitchen.
So you've got your clean cabbage, you have spun it, and then you put it in a bowl, and you add the salt and the cayenne. I also like to put in a cheeky little red onion at this point, sliced red onion.
Yeah, it's a game changer.
Yep, and you could also add beetroot if you're that way inclined. And
oh, I can't. Apparently, I can't because apparently, as someone just texted in here, how do you justify the excess plastic consumption of your vacuum packed baby beetroots? You supposed progressive liberal man? How about fuck off?
Mikey, pre-watershed.
That's true. I apologise for that language and I won't do it again until the next time.
So, you've massaged your cabbage.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, back to that.
Your salt, your cayenne. And then, give it a good 10 minutes. Put on your favourite long song.
Bon Iver. Bon Iver. We talked about that before. I'll come back to that.
And then you leave it for about an hour and all the liquid will seep out. And then you put it into a clean jar and you jam it down with, I use a flat-bottomed rolling pin.
Like a muddler or something.
Or a muddler, yep. And you jam it into the jar and your jar's got to be very clean, obviously. Soapy water, put it in the oven for a bit. And then you want the liquid to... You, at the top, you sort of push the cabbage down and then the liquid comes to the top so it's covered. And then I just sit the jar lid on top, apparently so that bugs don't get in, but you still want a bit of air in there.
Right.
And then I leave it for about a week and every day you just jam it down to make sure it's below the liquid level. And you'll see after about 3 days it starts to ferment and it'll still smell a little bit funky. And you want to put a paper towel under
funky,
your jar.
Funky, like, ooh, throw this out. Yuck, someone's going to come to the...
No, like funky, tangy, delicious, pickly flavours. Yeah.
Like vinegaring.
Pickled.
And then you can try it after about a week. And I usually go about sort of 7 to 10 days with mine. And then you're good to go.
This is a game changer.
It's so simple. I actually have a recipe.
There's a lot of talk about sauerkraut.
Well, it's expensive to buy. But
How much salt? How much salt? Someone's coming
tablespoon,
through.
Tablespoon.
Just simple tablespoon.
There's actually a recipe on my website.
Tablespoon per
cabbage.
DelaneyMears.com.
There is a sauerkraut recipe.
All right.
there's lots floating around. You can sort of have a read. I was really nervous the first time because I was like, oh, I'm going to kill myself with bacteria.
You're hardwired to not leave things out.
Yeah, but yeah. It's lacto-fermentation. You sort of see
it happen.
I mean,
you're a little bit more sort of lazy.
It's a miracle you're still here.
And it's great with so much stuff. Just a tablespoon on your plate, you know, with your fish and veggies or chucked in a salad or with cheese in a toasty. Whew. Delicious.
Yeah, my God, woman.
There's a company that sell at the supermarket close to where I live, and I think they're called Superkraut. Forgive me if I've gotten that wrong, but they chuck seaweed in there with it.
Interesting.
Yum.
Seaweed.
Yum.
Delicious.
The other thing I thought while we were talking pickling, pickled eggs? Thoughts?
No.
That's on what?
No.
There it is.
I personally
you can't do it.
My flatmate adores them and puts them in a lot of her food. I'm like, on your babe, protein.
Yeah.
But I can't handle what
on your
yolk.
Babe, protein.
I can't
the chalky
handle,
yolk.
Yeah, chalky yolk. Can't.
Yeah, I've got quite into pickled eggs too. They're great sliced on.
How many?
Toast.
Like 7, 10, 12?
Just maybe one every few weeks.
Really?
Moderation.
So you said pickled eggs.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't say
yeah. Well,
egg.
You make a jar of them.
Sure, of course you do.
Yeah. I put beetroot.
So just one.
Yeah. Make a whole jar.
Any questions this week for Delaney? Come through on the AskDelaney.95BFM.com.
We had some before I went away, which were about pickling and sauerkraut.
Right, okay.
Hence why.
Let's talk about some. Let's go out to the stores. Let's go out to Did you hear about Nosh? Oh.
Now, Nosh.
Did we hear about Nosh? It was in the news. We were just talking about it.
They went into receivership
a
while ago.
I knew that much.
And they apparently owe their workers hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Ooh. Now, why didn't that work?
Nosh.
Pharaoh's just steamrolled them.
Okay, Pharaoh has steamrolled them. New World got on the bandwagon, and Countdown has lifted their game.
It's true.
But do you know, I will quote here.
Pack and Save kept it real.
They sure did. I will quote here. My friend, food writer Jesse Mulligan.
Hey!
Jesse Mulligan.
He tweeted a few years ago, and I'll never forget it. Nosh is like Tori Spelling, and Pharaoh is like Jennifer Lawrence.
Ooh.
Funny, oddly enough, after I was on the project last night with Jesse Mulligan.
Yes.
And straight afterwards, I was driving home and in my cool new car, and I went to Pharaoh's. Don't normally go there. And I thought to myself, as I was one of the last shoppers in the closing at 8 o'clock, Pharaoh's there. And,
7? 8, 8, oh,
o'clock,
8?
8 o'clock? 8 o'clock at mine, yeah.
Goodness me.
Just that
it's
thing of like
know.
Anxious security guards going,
yeah, come on, we want to go home.
Buddy, whenever you're ready, don't stop browsing. And then, I thought to myself, listening to the music they're playing, I thought, oh, they're playing a bit of Bon Iver.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. You've really massaged your cabbage here, haven't you?
They're always playing Ryan Adams.
I'm never going to shop there again if it's Ryan Adams.
They play a bit of Andrew Bird at the Greyland one.
Yeah.
Andrew Bird and a bit of Wilco sometimes.
Oh, you see, that is massaging the shit out of your cabin, isn't
it? That stuff fascinates me because one of the DJs here was asked to make playlists for, God, what was the Judith Tabron restaurant down the bottom of town?
Seoul.
Seoul. Was asked to make playlists for Seoul. They were a bit too outre, but like, who's making your supermarket playlist?
It's like a proper sociological thing.
Yeah.
Music playing affects your shopping habits.
It's a Bon Iver, you
know. If it's Bon Iver, like, are you more likely to buy a baguette and some cheeses or something?
I bought some dinner rolls. Which is really unusual. I don't buy bread.
Bon Iver, bread.
There it is.
See?
Yeah.
But it's I love Pharaoh. I think it's a great shopping experience.
At least, that's better than, hey, shoppers, what about the pretend radio station? Gas stations.
Can't buy bog roll, though.
You can't buy.
That's
Pharaoh's,
true.
At Pharaoh's.
You can't.
Do you need to borrow some?
You can't.
Hey, thanks, Delaney.
Hey, thank you.
Tomorrow, next week, we're going to talk more about food, and it's going to get closer to the heady food time of the year, isn't it?
It's a heady time, yes.
We may even have something to eat on air. So some certain people like that you're talking food with us, and they keep sending me emails saying,
what do you mean? Might. The answer is yes, we will have something to eat on air.
Well, as long as the listeners like it.
Nom, nom. That was Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.